Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio. I am your host, Cindy Freeman. And it is nearly the end of October. October 23rd, to be precise on that. And today we'll be talking about the positives and negatives that follow I am. We'll get to that in a minute or two here. I want to tell you a little bit about Purpose Talk Radio. It is brought to you to give you an opportunity to hear from people who are serving their purpose, whatever that might mean. From the person mowing the lawns and coming up shoveling snow, who some people think that's just, you know, beginning jobs for people, although some love it and keep it as their permanent lifelong jobs. Up to the Fortune secured companies being CEOs or CFOs of those companies. It doesn't matter if you are serving your purpose. You could be a guest on the show if you'd like, and or maybe you want to suggest someone who you think would be willing and able and make a wonderful guest to share on the show what they do and what they enjoy and how they came to have their purpose. So, there's a couple ways that you can participate in this show. The first is if you are listening via the computer or the phone, and you have up the page for Purpose Talk Radio, you can scroll down to the bottom, and there is a chat room that is open there for you to participate. If you are calling in on Skype, which means you would have had to wait till the very beginning of the show having started, but those that are calling in on Skype, press the one key on your Skype keypad and we'll catch you in that way. And then last, well, there's two more. One is to call in, and that number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And again, please press 1 if you are listening on the phone. And let's see. And the last one is if you are on Facebook. We have a group called Talk Radio Conversations. And over there, the difference between the chat room that is on Purpose Talk Radio on the Blog Talk Radio system and the Facebook page is that the Blog Talk system goes away after the show, whereas the Facebook page goes on indefinitely. So whether you're listening to this show live or whether you're listening to the recorded archives, you have an opportunity to be able to type in questions, comments, all of that. Still be able to, participate in the conversation. And I apologize for the rough voice today. I was hoping it was going to not affect anything, but it seems to be in the background. And, you know, it's the perfect day to be doing these I am statements because there are certain things that I will not allow myself to say and do and feel when it comes to some of these things and what's trying to run my system and my health today. working all week. See, to do this week, past weekend, was go play at my friend Marty's property. And some of you have heard about this place where there is 20 acres of beautiful land, wooded wildlife, prairie area, all of this. And it is so awesome. So awesome of a place. And I just love being there. And, the disadvantage to that is that somehow, as I've gotten older, my body has not been equal to my mind on how I feel about the outdoors. So I sometimes, breathe in some of that pollen like many of us do. And it's not quite so easy to get it out of the system. That's just those foreign objects that don't belong to us. And so sometimes the body says, guess again. We're going to, cause you a little havoc. So when I do, I just have to, breathe nicely and be nice to my body and not put other foreign objects in it during that time especially. Like I said, I apologize for the what might be rough voice and occasionally needing to come off to be able to clear my throat or whatever. But I am going to affirm that everything will be clearly spoken, understood, and way to go during this whole show. How's that? We'll start right there. I am well, healthy, and ready to go with the show today. So the other thing, when we do this chat room over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, the cool part about that is, like I said, it's pinned to the top of the group right now. And it will stay there until next week, or if something would happen to come up that I would find another reason to pin something to the top of the group. But at this point, it's pinned to the very top as the first post. You can easily find it if you're listening to the archive within the first week after the show is live. So there you go. Let's see, what other things do I want to tell you? If you have a product or service that you think would be beneficial to people that are trying to figure out what their purpose is or how they can possibly get to what they want to get to in life to be serving their purpose, we do have a marketing package for you as well. Now, there's a couple ways you can get to that. And the first would be to send me an email. Go to our website, purposetalkradio.com. And I just lost my studio, so hopefully I am still broadcasting here. You go to purposetalkradio.com and send an email to Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at Purpose Talk Radio, P-U-R-P-O-S-E. T-A-L-K-R-A-D-I-O. And we can talk about it. Otherwise, find me on Facebook. Send a message to the Purpose Talk Radio page. Send it through the group. Whatever. There's lots of ways you can contact me directly. And you'll be able to find those, just by looking, actually. So let me see if there was anything else on that. I don't think there was. I think that's pretty much covering all of the housekeeping type things today. If there's anything I missed, somebody please feel free to send me a message in the chat room, and we'll cover that. So I think part of the reason I have this topic for today is because right now, as I'm doing this challenge a little bit with his health stuff, as I'm going through school, I'm hearing a lot of my classmates and myself at times making statements such as, I can't do this. I am disadvantaged because I've been out of school for so long kinds of statements. And unfortunately, what that means then is that they're losing out. And now maybe it's my opinion, but it seems that the more we put the positive things out there, the better off and the easier we are to be able to redirect our thoughts and our spirit. So, for instance, if that gets changed around to even, you know, I don't want people to deny how they're feeling or what's going on with their life, you know, because maybe they are struggling a little bit. So that they may not have things as easy as they'd like them to be. But, you know, don't allow yourself to be critical of yourself. So what I've tried to help my classmates and myself do is say, I am struggling at the moment and know it can be better. Or I am whatever right now. Or better yet, I have been struggling. So that the present is able to take a different kind of turn. So very often we find ourselves, sorry, I just edited something I should not have edited the way I did. So we find ourselves doing things, looking in the mirror, oh, I'm fat, I don't fit in this, I da 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 da. You know, even some of those simple things, you could be saying, I don't fit in this right now. And allow yourself to not take on the guilt trips or the other things that might cause you to, you know, be really bothered by things. Again, I'm not saying that we should ignore what's happening, because that's not going to get anywhere either, but instead just find a nicer, softer way of saying it. Excuse me. And I do welcome those who are in the chat room and on the phone. Again, if you do want to participate in the conversation, please hit 1 so that I know you are there. Or, you know, put your messages in there or over on the in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations thing. So the thing that I like to do is, like I said, put it out as not right now or not in this moment, something is not the way I want it to be. Anyway, we do have a caller, as I said that, and so I'm going to not monitor it. I think I know who this is, but let me bring on our caller anyway and see where we go with this, because it really is an open forum and how people may perceive these kinds of things. And, you know, it is one of the reasons, too, that I like to have affirmations on every one of the shows. So, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio, area code 770.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Maddie. Welcome.
Thank you. I just tuned in a few minutes ago, and I heard a little bit of your conversation. But I know it's about I am, positive and negative I am. And my question to you is, when one say I am, are they truly speaking to the God within?
As far as I'm concerned, they are.
Okay.
That's why not to put the negative out there, because, you know, there is truly good within us.
That's true.
And therefore, why should we negate that and let our mind wander into that area of something
For some reason, But for some reason, human does that.
Right.
They will go to the negative. No matter what it is, they will think of the negative first. And this is how I see it, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I don't think, anyway, sometimes
No, I don't think anybody is right or wrong. I think it's the way we see it. It's trying to change our perception sometimes.
We are part of nature. Oh, they all say, you know, all the programs and, you know, readings said we are part of nature. And I thought, well, if we are part of nature, nature will give us negative and positive. There's beautiful days, and there are days that nature storm comes through and just want to tear up everything. So I thought maybe that's why people minds will go to the negative, and I don't think it's ever going to go anywhere.
Right.
You can be a kid can go on bicycle or roller skating. The first thing the mother would think, oh, that child's going to fall and break his neck.
Exactly, or the new bike. No, they're going to fall.
They're going to fall. They'll add that in. Oh, you better be careful with those heels on. You'll fall down those steps and break your. You know, it's just like, oh my God. You know, and I think it can mess with your psyche when you hear the negative. And I put it this way, it messed with my psyche.
Uh-huh.
It is like, oh man, it's just all that negative. Expressions and what they have to say is nothing ever positive. It's always, people love, and I noticed one thing about people love drama. Their egos, oh my God.
Right.
So that's all I have to say to add that because I don't understand it, and I just thought, oh well, just thank God for who I am and go on.
You know, I've got a positive news magazine. I've got this show that tries to keep positive. I can, any day, any time, take something I hear from somebody else and turn it around and say, did you think of it this way? Or, oh, come on, don't do that to yourself. You're not anything like that. But, it comes to me, and not necessarily. It's not quite as easy, is it?
It was.
It's not quite as easy when it comes to ourselves, though, to remember to do that all the time. Because like you said, for some reason, the negative stuff, if you think of like the tornadoes, you know, or something like that when you speak of nature, the stuff that's stronger is the negative.
Yeah.
So,
the negative. That's very true. And when I talk in a dialogue with people, interacting with people, I always try to come up with spiritual, speak uplifting words, use uplifting words, and they basically look at me like, you're always trying to sugarcoat something. I said, no, I'm not sugarcoating. It's just the way that I am. Oh, that's boring. Oh, that's boring. So, that could be so doggone boring, always the goody-goody stuff. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear they want to hear the drama so they can be all into it and add theirs and just have fun with it. I don't know. It's just human beings. I don't know.
So how do you turn things around when that comes to you at? Either somebody else comes at you with something or you know, you yourself are just in one of those, you know, we're going to have bad moods. Like you said, things are going to go wrong. There's no way we can get around that. Is there something you do?
Things are constantly changing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're going to do something and it's going to go this way. And, oh, man, I got it. It's going to come out great, da-da-da. And it doesn't happen that way. And we're like, what in the world? Because things are constantly changing. And I read something here recently. It says that just stay in peace because the universe is always unfolding. Always, in other words, universe is always, it's up in the universe, heavens are there. Things are always changing. So, and that's why I know that many times people's ego, it's just the ego that gets in the way. We just think we know it all and this, that, or the other. And basically, we really don't know what's around the corner. You know, we really don't, you know. That's why I kind of like astrology. And I think it's something that, I believe it's something that one should not say that I believed in it. I think one should know. It helps, I truly, from my experiences, have helped me to get to know who I am.
Hmm.
Yes.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah. There's definitely a science.
In what way?
Back in the ancient times, they would use that when babies were born to calculate a child's chart, a baby's chart, to see just what they came in, their life purpose.
Yes, exactly. True.
What they come in for. And so, men have kind of got away from, some people still use it, but men pretty much have gotten away from that and just pretty much caught up in the physical world.
Exactly.
But
so
I don't
thing,
know. I'm
you,
so confused
but,
sometimes because I've heard people say, "All it's all important, you know, the physical world, the spiritual world, your emotional, your physical, and all of that." I think it is all important.
Mhm. Well, yeah, we want to be balanced.
Yeah,
But at the same time, you know, we kind of do need that. That negative
mm-hmm.
to offset the positive sometimes. And some people say, oh, well, you can always be on a high, or you can always, you know, you're either highs or your lows. And I, like you said, I don't think we are, because if we don't experience some of those lows sometimes, we don't know how we should feel as the high, and the other way around.
And those low and highs is, I think it's going to be. There's no way of getting around it, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. And
earlier, because things are always changing.
Right. And that's why I say, you know, don't ignore what's going on entirely, but just try to sway it a little bit so that your mind just thinks about it a little differently. It's not the worst thing in the world. You know, it's not a hurricane when there's a tornado happening, for instance, or whatever. Or tsunami when it's, you know, when the sky is looking eerie. What those kinds of things that we put into our personal lives.
It's definitely a mystery.
Cool.
I can only speak for me, it's definitely a mystery to me. It's like, wow. It's like, for instance, this body that we live in, it knows exactly what to do. We just give it what it needs, and it would take care of itself. And wow, I use this as an analogy. A woman can get pregnant and she'll have to do nothing. And wow, just like, I'm pregnant. What did I do? You don't do nothing. The baby just grows inside of you, and it comes out a full human being with eyes and nose and ears and all of the cells and atoms and neurons and transmitters and brain. And they say, wow, something is mysterious about that. I don't think whatever energy or God universe created all of this. I thought, oh, wow, I don't think we will ever get all the pieces to the puzzle. I really don't.
And you know what? And that baby's serving its purpose from the day it's born.
Yes.
Amazing how that works.
So,
if we could only hold on to that sometimes.
I know.
Hold on to that belief and that,
whatever
it is.
We pretty much take it for granted, that's the way it is, and it is what it is, and life goes on. But sometimes I wonder, I can't wait to see what it's like on the other side. If there is an other side, we don't even know that.
Exactly. We can trust it and believe it. We can. I kind of just joke around with some of my friends that, oh, I don't know if I believe in God, or I don't know if I believe in heaven or hell or whatever. And I really don't care. We do say on this show that, you know, wherever your spiritual beliefs take you, more power to you, and hope that you have them and have something that guides you, whether you call it source, God, you know, universe, whatever,
yes,
your decision.
Yes.
But I used to joke around with some of my friends, I don't know if I believe in God. I said, you know what, I'll look at it this way. It's simple, and it's very simplified, that, well, if I do believe in God, no, if I don't believe in God, and I am going around and acting like a fool, and there is God, or something on the other side, or something beyond this life that will determine what happens, then I'm going to be in real trouble. If there isn't something on the other side, and the other side, if there isn't something over there beyond my life, my immediate life, and I've lived really well or the best I could under the circumstances and tried to keep things on an even keel and tried not to hurt other people and all of that, oh, well, guess what? I just lived a better life. There's nothing wrong with that. So
I hear you. I hear you. It's so much out there. It's so much. It's just like again, like I said, I get so confused sometimes. It's like, oh well, whatever, and life goes on. Just stay happy, because I'm not going to get out of this life alive. So just be as happy as possible.
Right.
You know, and so that day is going to come, and it's going to be over with. On this side. So that's one thing for sure we all have in common. We all have that in common.
Very true.
That day is going to expire. That one day is going to all expire. So again, it's just a mystery. And some say that we are God. Some people believe that we are God.
Exactly. And
that we are the one created all of this. We are very creative. Human beings are very creative, that's for sure.
Well, I think within some aspects we recreate what's around us now. You know, whether we created that from the very beginning, you know, again, that's maybe up for debate.
Yeah, it is.
As far as some people are concerned.
I also believe that's why traveling is so educational. You travel around the world to different countries and spiritual leaders and teachers. I mean, it's just so much to learn. I mean, be open.
So if you've traveled around, how do people in other countries do the same thing that we do in the United States when it comes to, you know, trying to find some way to find a better way of things, or, you know, it seems to me like, I hate to do this because it isn't my country, you know, it seems like Americans are better off in general a lot with a lot of things, material things perhaps.
Material things, yes.
And yet, you know, a lot of times I think some of our attitudes draw us down further than other countries.
You said the attitudes in other countries draw us further down?
Yeah. It almost seems like, no, it seems like we, as we are, it seems like we tend to draw ourselves down more than other countries do.
Well,
you know,
I think
we've got this material stuff, and yet we seem to find that it's, oh, it's so bad, or whatever, more often than not.
Yeah, we definitely have a we definitely have access to more material stuff and I find that basically we focus on that. We definitely focus on material gain, and I think sometimes I believe it's just, I truly believe it's just trying to fill that void. Because you gain all the material stuff, then when the excitement is all over, people find that they're still not happy. They have it all, but they when it comes to material gain, wealth, but they're not happy. They're still not happy. And there's a famous psychiatrist out of Long Beach, California. I listened to his videos sometime, and he would say that if your brain is not happy, you're not going to be happy. You're not happy because your brain is not happy. You're not giving the brain, you're not feeding the brain the foods that it needs. So you get the messages, the neural transmitters, and it's coming from the brain. And Dr. Out of Columbia University said everything's come from the brain. The brain, the mind is the software, the wear, and the brain is the hardware. And so I kind of believe that we're trying to fill a void with all the material goods. And oh man, I got to have that new technology. It's always something new coming out, and people have to have it. And I don't know. I mean, it's a void. Everybody wants to be loved and find God, and everybody wants to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And they've got all this stuff to try to be accepted. It's like one young lady, I don't know her personally, but I was told that she went out and bought a luxury car, knowing that she could not afford it, but she went out and bought it anyway, so she could attract that kind of man. I said, how silly. But that was her way of thinking. Ain't no right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, again, everyone, each and every one of us is on our journey, and that's so be it, you know?
Right. And then you've got the other part that says, you know, you should go get that and believe that you are prosperous and you've got abundance and you're able to have that.
Yeah.
I just want to interrupt for just a second here. Apparently my chat room has closed,
okay.
But we are still broadcasting. So just if anybody was in the chat room, I'm trying to get that back up. But we are. My understanding is we are still broadcasting. So just we can go on and
okay.
continue. And
yeah.
I will get that back up for folks if they want it. So
mm-hmm.
continue there. So, yeah, you know, and like you said, people think in good, bad, and different. We need to believe that we've got that abundance.
Mm-hmm.
But not go overboard with it either, like you said. You know, there's a difference between, you know, extravagant and abundance.
Mm-hmm. But I think peace, having peace, it says it all.
Right.
I truly believe that just having peace and
mm-hmm.
Everything else would just fall in place once you have that peace.
Cool.
Because there's a lot of depression, a lot of sadness, a lot of hurt, desperation. It's a lot of, just a lot of unhappiness.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason or whatever is going on. I say, wow. And I just say, well, maybe it's all about karma. And know thyself. People need to get to know who they are. There's so many
right.
ways you can look at it. I mean, and again, it falls back to each and one of us is on our journey and whatever that may be.
Well, and that's why, you know, coming back into the original topic of the show, you know, we want to try to keep those, you know, the mind clear and clean of what we think and, you know, to try to turn some of those things around instead of saying, I am, you know, I'm broke, I'm whatever.
I'm struggling right now. I don't have any money. Just say, I don't care to buy that right now.
Right. Or in the moment, I can't afford that. Or it's not in the moment, even better, in the moment, it's not in the budget.
It's not in the budget, yeah. But people don't think about that. They just, I'm struggling.
I can't afford it.
But you know what? But I know people personally that very negative, but have gained a lot of material gain, have gained a lot of material wealth. But
right. Very,
very negative. We'll tell you they're negative. Oh, I'm just a negative person. We'll talk negative, judge others, and just negative. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. It's crazy. You know, it's not crazy, but it's bizarre. Is that a better word to use?
Exactly. Sure, that will work.
So, again, maybe it's just meant to be.
Right.
Yeah. So, because you look around, you see so many people have so much. They have gained so much material wealth. And others must live in poverty, and you wonder why. It's been that way all my life. You see, ones that have gained so much, they live very large, and others, they can barely put a meal together. Why? Is those are your thoughts?
Or they're living their purpose.
Pardon me?
You know, they could be living their purpose being not as wealthy as other people, too.
Maybe that's their purpose, yeah. Maybe they came back this time around to experience not having a lot. That's it. That's what I believe. It's meant to be that way. It's no coincidence.
So. All right, cool.
That's what I believe. It's meant to be that way. It's no coincidence. Maybe next time around they'll have it. Or maybe they had it the time before, and this time they don't want it. Maybe that's it. Either way, no matter how much material gain you, wealth you gain, a little that you have, either way, you're not going to take it with you. So you can only enjoy it. We all know that you can only enjoy it while you're here. And that's that.
So, again, what I was asking before is what do you do to turn that around? Do you do something specific?
But you change your thoughts?
For you yourself.
Me, myself?
Right.
I use affirmations and kind of keep my thoughts positive, because I know that thoughts are very powerful. I know I can send energy. I know it's all about energy. Send energy through space, and I have sent energy and just focus on something and it manifests. But I don't be in that space all the time. I just go into that zone, and bang, there it is. That's how I do it.
Okay.
So I do know you are right. Your thoughts are very powerful, and what you have to say is very powerful. It's electrical. I have felt it. Electrical energy running through me, so I know we are way electrical before chemical.
Right.
That's how I do it. I just go into that zone, and it just happens.
So what's the biggest thing or the best thing that's happened for you out of that?
Pardon me?
Is there anything that's happened, like, really significantly for you out of any of that?
I've had my mind on money. This goes back 20 years ago. I just focused, I don't know why. I was okay with money, but I was just focusing on money. The money that I just couldn't get it off my mind. And it's like, what am I? It's just money. And I went into like a trance, and I wrote these numbers down, and I asked my daughter, go put these numbers in for me. And she put them in for me, and I won. That was one significant thing. And another significant thing was I guess I'm very intuitive. I can tell you, I can go on and on and on.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
I
have very strong energy. I can walk into a room, and I think sometimes people be afraid of my energy, but I'm not a harmful person. I just have very strong energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, we have Siren Speaks in the chat room, and I'm able to get, apparently the chat room did not drop down or drop out, which is good. Only part of it did. So I'm going to read some of the comments that were in our chat room here. I might be back here.
Okay,
I was
so
asking
it's a good
about country. Okay.
Are
cool.
You on,
I mean, I didn't say that you had, I'm not saying you had to leave or anything. I was just going to, because it's some feedback in what you were saying, too. But,
okay. Oh, that's good to hear. Okay.
So, it says, basically she said that didn't think it was as much with the country that we're from as the way we individually think, and that's kind of what I was saying, too. Maybe not the country, but for some reason it seems to me, when people come here from another country, there's a whole different attitude from, I don't know, their upbringing or what it is sometimes as far as things are concerned and how they look at whatever they do have in the moment. But then, some of this other stuff is it's a curse of having it too good and starting to whine about stuff beyond mere survival. I'm presuming that means that we have stuff that's beyond that. And then property and abundance have nothing to do with material things. Well, I get that. Or prosperity, excuse me. And abundance have nothing to do with material things. Very true.
No, it doesn't. Abundance has to do with happiness. Oh, my God.
Right.
And that's another thing. Some people have very little material gain, but they are happy. They have their family, they have love, and that's most. And they're just happy. They go dancing together. They don't have a whole lot of what you call material. They gather. They feast together and just have a lot of happiness, love, laughter, and that to me is the most. I would rather have that. That is abundance. That if you get people's mindset to come together and be, but you don't have to have your blood family to be that way. You can find your family, as you know, from any, you and I could become sisters, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean.
Yeah, so to me, that is the most beautiful abundance right there.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to having all the material wealth abundance and still don't have all that other good stuff, the love and the laughter and the happiness and, oh my God, that is the most beautiful thing, I think.
Right.
You know, being there for one another, all that good stuff, but thoughts, oh God, everyone thoughts is on a whole different level.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
As my friend who's by parapsychology, say, ain't no right, ain't no wrong, just the way it is. And that's it.
Right.
That's it. Okay. Anyway.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you calling in and putting some comments. Thank you.
I pulled it up and I said, oh, this is my language. I like, I like to just share what I feel and basically and you know and
we're pretty much out here every Friday at noon Pacific time, 3 Eastern time, 8 p.m. in the UK. So
are you over in the UK?
No, we do broadcast. Well, it's an international show. We do have some people that listen over in Germany and England periodically. They don't come on live too often, but they do.
Okay.
A lot of times they get it over in the archives, but a couple of them do come on live.
And where are you? In New York?
I am actually in Wisconsin. So I'm starting to find fall here and the weather.
Tampa, Florida, you say?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Oh.
Wisconsin, right smack in the middle.
Okay.
The Midwest. So, yes.
Okay. Beautiful here, too, in Georgia.
Okay, yeah. It's probably a little warmer than it is by us.
Midday, it does get a little warmer. It's cool in the mornings at night, but midday, it does get a little warm in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Now it's 5 and 7, but I do see leaves. Falling, you know, leaves are falling in colors, but not as much as it would probably be out in your area, you know,
right,
the Northeast.
Right.
But it's, but I love the breeze and the air and the chill and the sun. Just a good time to be in the park.
True.
Outside.
And, you know, exactly. Like I said, even at the beginning of this, you know, I got the opportunity to be outside this weekend. And it was a little chilly, but we were cutting trees and all that, so it was actually nice to have it cooler.
Yeah, feels
you know,
real good.
Even though the pollen was falling and all that, and I just loved it. I don't care how I feel right now. I was where I wanted to be and just absolutely in my glory that I could be out there and enjoying that. And even, again, some of the colors weren't quite what I would have hoped them to be. But that's okay. It was a beautiful fall day. It was absolutely perfect. So,
yeah, my favorite time of year, to be honest. That's fall and spring.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, I will put you back on hold if you'd like to continue listening to the show. And welcome over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and put some more comments over there. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Okay. Appreciate you, too, for taking my call. Okay. Okay, I'll continue to listen. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, that was great. A nice, unexpected, call today to join in the show. Great. I kept off my monologue. And so that is much appreciated. Again, if anybody else would like to call and comment, please do so. I'm going to ask my Georgia call to press 1 on her phone so that I don't try to pick up her call again. Thank you very much. And anybody else that calls in, you can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Press 1 so I know you want to actually talk to me or come in on Skype and still press 1. Otherwise, we just leave you on hold. And so what we're talking about today is those I am statements and what we do with them and how we can reframe them a little bit and how that impacts our psyche and our thought processing, changing things from maybe negative to positive. And sometimes, you know, we just got to look at even the positive and maybe bring it down a little bit, some other level in our thought process. So we do have another caller here, and I'm going to bring that caller on at this point. Hello there, area code 816.
Hello there. I'm afraid, are you able to hear my the feedback from the show at the same time?
I am hearing the computer in the background, yeah.
Okay,
Nothing super, it's not super bad, but I can hear, yeah, I am hearing an echo back.
No, that's the only way I can hear you right now, unfortunately.
I am hearing the computer in the background, yeah.
Well, that was absolutely the cutest, most adorable caller you've ever had.
That was nice. It was a good supplement to what I had.
Yep. So how should I do this so that you're not hearing the computer in the background?
Are you calling me
do
through
the
computer?
Yes. Should I call back from the phone?
If you can call back from my phone, that would help. That would
I
keep
will
the
do
echo
it right
from
now.
Going. And then you can turn down the computer and you'll hear the whole show that way.
Okay. I'm using a different device than usual just because. And so I will give you a couple minutes to talk and call back on another telephonic device.
Awesome. Thank you. So there you go, folks. If anybody else wants to call in, the suggestion, please, is to have a headset on or call through a phone because that makes it a little bit easier.
Excuse me.
Because then we don't get that echo back from the calls and hearing both conversations all at once. So, that was nice and quick. I didn't even get the chance to put the phone the line on hold. There we go. Is that you, Miss Joy, calling back again?
Hello?
Area code, no, we have another caller, area 562. Hello?
Hello, this is a California person calling.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's just, wow, it sounds different. It sounds very different.
I bet it does. Well, as I was saying, I just cannot tell you how much I enjoyed. And I missed her name. What was your previous caller's name? Is she still on?
Yes, she is.
Anyway, I am a huge fan of the show. I, to the best of my ability, try to rearrange my schedule to be able to listen. So it's fun to get to be part of this conversation.
Cool.
And I don't even know where to start. There are so many thoughts. Every single thing you guys, both of you said, I had a thought about. So I don't know if you want to ask questions.
Go right ahead and share that with us,
Well, let's see. First off, more and more physicists are noting that there's literally no such thing as this material world. The smaller they go with the atoms and every little bit, they're noticing it's mostly just space and that stuff isn't reality. And more physicists are recognizing that reality is literally consciousness. I'm afraid I don't know the physicist's name, but there's one that says it's what's in back of the eyeballs that determines our reality. It's not what we see, it's what we think about what we see. And I either wrote in the comments or something that, I once heard that we see what we believe even more than we believe what we see. And to me, this idea of you creating your own reality, I personally believe in God. I believe God created everything, but I believe what we experience is absolutely directly correlated to our view of things. So, for example, if you're in a cranky mood, you may think everybody's obnoxious that day or everybody's literally physically ugly. But if you're in a great mood, you may think people are wonderful and everybody's so beautiful. So it really depends on where we're coming from. That to me, to the greatest degree, determines our experience. And so I think every moment of every day we have a choice. Our choice is, are we going to look at the glass as half empty? Are we going to look at the glass as half full? Or are we going to see that at all times the glass is completely full? It just depends what it's full of. If it's half water, it's still full. The top half is still air. But the glass is always full. And so it's up to us to decide the approach that we're going to take to every moment and every thought we encounter. And that is what will change you from the inside out, will change your circumstances, because you will look at things so differently that you will see the good that's already there. And the more you focus on the good that actually is there, you can't have more than what's already full. So as that glass seems to maybe be half air, half water, and let's say, or wine or whatever you love, in my case, Starbucks mocha, the more I focus on the good that's already there, the more I will see the good existent to the exclusion of the bad. So it's always full, but that percentage tends to change. The more I'm on the side of what's real and good and true, what's false and negative and icky literally falls away in direct proportion. So that's my overarching thought on your topic. And as far as your IAMs, I'm sorry, I didn't address your IAMs. So your IAM is if you believe in God, especially if you're from a biblical standpoint, if you follow the Bible at all, then you are following the great I Am. You know, it's the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, eternal, you know, that kind of thing. And so that means if you're going by Genesis 1, again, only for the people that follow that tradition, but if you do follow that, since I Am was prevalent in the Bible, and if you do think you're made in the image and likeness of God, then what is God? When you're saying I Am, it's looking at what God is saying I Am. I Am love. That means we, if we're made in the image and likeness of God, means we are loving, lovable, lovely, loved, and it goes on and on from there. But, you know, if the minute you start saying, oh, I'm unlovable, well, who told you that? Where'd you get that idea? Doesn't mean it's true. You know, you've got to consider the source. And, you know, we often say that if other people's opinions of us don't matter, well, to a great degree, our own opinion of us doesn't even matter, because it may not be based on fact. It may be based on some weird stuff we've allowed ourselves to believe about ourselves that may have be the furthest thing from what's really going on. And our friends and loved ones look at us very differently than we look at ourselves. They don't see those supposed faults. They see the beauty and good in us. Okay, I'll be quiet for now and let you talk.
Well, that's okay.
Sorry.
But you're right. You know, that great I Am. I've got one minister that is, he tells us very often, you know, again, faith tradition that says God created heavens and the earth and everything in between. When that was done, scripturally it says, God said it was good. That was very good.
Exactly. He didn't say it was mediocre. Yeah,
no.
It wasn't mediocre. It wasn't, I could have done better. and of course, if you go on to that second chapter of Genesis, depending on how you view that, some people view it as being fact that we were made from dust, even though we've just had a whole chapter that said we were made in spirit. But to me, you know, personally, I view it as an allegory akin to Greek mythology, because it's just backwards. It doesn't make sense to me that we would have already existed and then be remade in dust, and that God, if there's such a thing as God, which is omnipotence, would be so capricious as to create the people from dust, and knowing that they would be these horrible people that would go against his will and then punish him for it. That's just, you know, to me, it's just basic allegory. So, but this I Am stuff, your thoughts and your words, you know, if physicists say that reality is consciousness, then guess what? That means our consciousness determines our reality. And I've long thought that what goes on in our head is what's really going on. And then our lives, it would be like if our head was the projector and our lives were the movie screen. But what is getting projected out into our life is what is in that projector, which is our thought. And so to me, I don't think that we create our reality. That's just me personally. I think reality was already created, and it's really good. But I think that we tune into that goodness when we, you know, are vigilant with our thoughts and accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative.
Right.
So I'd love more of your questions, or I'd love to be, you know, called on the carpet or stumped in any way.
No, I tend to agree with you, because if we are made in that image and likeness of God, and God created everything as good and very good, then how can we be anything less? And how can we say that we are less? Why do we do that to ourselves? Again, back with what Maddie was saying, you know, why do we do that to ourselves? Why do we smash our own existence sometimes? Or, you know, what's happening?
It's a bad habit.
Slow it down, you know?
You know, it's a bad habit we've all gotten into, and it doesn't do us any good. But when it becomes habitual, we don't even realize we're doing it. And we've bought into this idea that to be grateful for our gifts is not humble. It's not being modest. Well, that's not true. You can be very humble and modest while being grateful for your talents and gifts and abundance. And to me, abundance has got nothing to do with money. my view of money, you asked about that. The way, since I do believe in God, the way I view money, I view it as God's love, our income, the incredible thoughts coming in to our thought, you know, into our heads. It's God's love that's coming in. The way we, and the money we spend is our gratitude. So to me, God's thoughts, God's love comes in as our income, because to me, it's got nothing to do with what you do for a living. You know, our funds may come from one place and our daily activity may be somewhere else. We're not all necessarily paid by our activity. You know, a lot of people do go to a job and that's how they get paid. And so that makes them think that that's where their supply comes from. I personally don't view it that way. I believe our supply comes from God, and the way we spend it, you know, is our gratitude for everybody else in life, for the good and services they provide. That's how we show our fellow man we're grateful for them, is by spending that love in the form of money. It could be spending it in the form of hugs, in the form of a smile, in the form of doing a favor for someone. But I think that we've all bought into this idea that our supply comes from our job, and if we don't have a job, we've lost our supply. Well, I just don't think one has anything to do with the other. And I think what our day jobs are, our field of labor, it's, or you could say your field of ministry. That's where you're supposed to go and express those incredible talents that you've been given to benefit others. But I don't think that money's just a symbol, you know, a form of exchange that everyone can agree on to make things easier. It's just a tool, just like days of the week are a tool to help us organize, just as hours are. There's still no such thing as time. Again, physicists have determined there's no such thing as time. Time doesn't rule us. Time is a measurement that we use to organize, you know, and we've been looking at everything backwards. You know, it's a priori reasoning. Excuse me, it's a posteriori reasoning as opposed to a priori reasoning. It's looking at effect and trying to work our way back to cause. But you can't get there because it's a backwards approach. You've got to start with cause, and then you'll naturally get to effect. But if we're looking for symptoms to determine what real problems are, most of the people I know that have money problems, it's got nothing to do with not having enough money. It's got everything to do with a lack of either self-worth or what they have, valuing themselves, or maybe even a situation of not expressing balance, or, you know, being able to control their urges. But it's really got nothing. Having more money won't fix the problem. Okay, I'll be quiet again.
Okay.
I know I had a lot just.
You just give me the chance to be able to clear the throat, and, you know, when you're talking, that works for me.
Okay. Well, you know, I call in a lot, and I try not to talk about God too much out of respect for everyone's different beliefs. But this one's called I Am, and I, you know, read the Bible. So to me, I couldn't resist, because to me, there, you know, there's the whole great I Am thing. So I would love to hear anything you'd have to say, or thoughts or questions.
You know, I like the analogy. I'm going to back up just a little bit. That analogy that you said of looking at the glass, you know, the half full, the half empty, and the reality is it's always full. It's
like, did you gasp when I said that, by the way? I heard a little.
I might have gone, wow, cut somewhere in the, in the process of that. No, because even this person who really does try to be positive had not even really looked at it that way.
Well, now, and I never heard that. I wasn't taught that. That occurred to me one day. I'm like, wait a minute.
Okay.
It's absolutely always full. Just what is it full with?
Right. And I mean, and there's, and I'm going to purposely do this. You know, there's somebody else who say, but then if it's always full, first of all, putting butt before it is one thing. You know, you put butt before it, and then it turns out that that means that you're negating what's there. You know what? I'm going to let you share some more, because I need to grab another phone call, and it's very important for me. So share some more.
Okay, I will try to think of something to share. You've got the other phone call. I would just say about that whole glass thing, you know, I don't know where you're going to go with the butt. You know, as far as what it's all full with, in my experience, the way that you deal with it is you might say, well, how can you fill it with more good if it's already full? Well, think about if you've got a glass with dirt in it, and how, and that it's full of dirt, or maybe it's mud, and so it's mostly dirt with a little bit of water at the top. How do you purify it so it's not all dirt and mud and grossness? And how do you get more clear water in there when it's full of mud? Well, in my experience, you absolutely blast it with clear water to start that process. And then, of course, you could always say that, you know, you can use soap and all that kind of stuff and scrub. But just using the analogy with just the clear water, if it's at a high enough velocity, and if that water, that clear water, is thought to be the goodness within and all the incredible qualities and the positive stuff in the world, and, of course, knowing that the world is just our thought projected, well, the way to get that dirt out is to just absolutely flood it with the clear water. And I've noticed in my own life that when I do that, sometimes it doesn't look so great. Sometimes, you know, you think, well, even if it's mostly clear and there's just the sludge at the bottom, the minute you flood it with more water, the clear water at the top isn't clear anymore. The whole thing is just murky, gross ickiness for a while. But it doesn't stay like that. That's just the process of chemicalization or stirring the muddy riverbed. It's, or even you could say pulling back the carpet, you know, if you've been sweeping dirt under the carpet. The minute you try to clean it, there is that interim stage where things look perhaps even worse than they were. You could say, well, before you pulled that carpet back, at least the room was clean, but now there are these gross things that have been lurking beneath that have been exposed. Or with the water, you know, we did have this beautiful glass that was clear at the top, or if it's a riverbed, this beautiful, clear, flowing river. But the minute you stirred it up, now it's all murky. But it doesn't stay that way. That's how you extract the bad elements that you want to get rid of, is by doing that. They've got to be brought to the top to be cleared out. And with our glass analogy, you know, the more you do that, there will come a time that that murkiness will start to dissipate, and at length you will just be left with a glass completely full of that clear water. Those pure thoughts, that wonderful experience, the right view of ourselves. And but, you know, it's a choice. Are you going to do it? Or, you know, and also I hear so often people complaining about the wrong political party, quote unquote, the other guys playing armchair quarterback and just sitting in a chair and yelling at the TV screen about everything that's wrong with it, or you know, being out at a coffee shop and complaining about what the other political party's doing. I don't see that that does any good. It's just, you know, it's just tipping the balance towards the negative, putting more dirt in your glass. And the minute you're throwing a dirt clot in your glass, it's displaced some of the clear water because it's always full. You can't have both. So, you know, I don't see that that helps as much as just creates more negativity and more divisiveness and separates us from our fellow man. So to me, we've got a choice every moment of every day. We have a choice to corral our thinking. Am I going to view this, you know, in a productive or negative way? Am I going to take something personally, or am I going to go deeper and think that maybe the person who just snapped at me is having a hard day? You know, we do have a choice. Anyway, are you back yet, Cindy? Oh, boy. Well, I don't want to leave you with dead airspace, but I'm hoping that you're there and can maybe play music or something.
Oops, I didn't unmute myself. Sorry, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sitting here talking and responding to you, and I'm like, I'm glad you said that because I was talking to myself.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
I quote unquote stalled as long as I could.
No, I said you answered kind of where I was going to go with that comment about the glass, which is kind of funny. I guess you're getting to understand this show quite well, which I know you do anyway. But I was going to say that there's people out there that'll say, well, if the glass is full of something, then there's no room for something new, or there's no room to put other things in. But you really did answer that by, you know, flushing through the glass or whatever, you know, with the rest of your metaphor and your analogies on that. It was pretty cool.
Yay.
You just went into that.
Yeah, that's one I just that came to me one day, and you know, I hadn't just thought about the dirt clot idea till I was just trying to fill time for you just now. I think when these little ideas come to us, they're little gifts, they're little angel messages that we can take and use in our daily life, you know, moment by moment, to really improve our attitude and actually improve our circumstances. I was talking once to a loved one who was having a lot of difficulty with an ex-spouse, and I said, you know, and he was saying that she would never change and it was no use dealing with her, and I said, it is your attitude towards her will change your circumstances, and believe it or not, it will change your interactions with her. And he just thought that was preposterous, and I can see why. But I had told him about an incident I heard about a gal that had to work. She was transferred into an office. I think it was a lab situation, that her lab partner was the crassest, rudest, sexist person in the building. And this was a couple of decades ago. And he was just foul-mouthed and would refer to her anatomy in very gross, demeaning ways at all times. And she thought, I got to leave this job. I can't take it. But I love my job. And she determined to start viewing him differently. She at first couldn't find one redeeming quality about him. She really couldn't. And she decided, there's got to be one. I'm going to find one, and I'm going to stick with it. And the one she started with was, oh, he's good at what he does. He's really good at whatever this scientific lab situation, you know, whatever their job was. And then she would notice another one, like maybe he takes great care in doing the experiments. And then she noticed another one, that maybe he talked kindly about his children. Anyway, this went on and on and on. And eventually she noticed, I don't know after how many months or how long it took, that his activity, the way he interacted with her, had completely changed. He was no longer crass. He was a gentleman. He was lovely. And when the time came for this gal to retire, all her girlfriends threw her a going away party, and they said something like, we don't know how you did it for all that. They said, those years, so they must have worked together for some time dealing with that fellow. He's so awful. And she goes, well, what are you talking about? He totally changed over time. You know, isn't he great now? And they all looked at each other in disbelief and said, are you crazy? He's no better than he's ever been. Well, her experience had changed completely because she decided, she made the choice to view him differently, and she stuck with it, and it became her reality. Anyway, that's always, that story, which is a true story, has always meant a lot to me because of the power of our attitude to not just make it a Pollyanna thing, oh, la, 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 everything's wonderful. No, to use it to literally change circumstances and to change what you're going through. And that man and she remained friends, and he was always very gracious. And, you know, I think I may have heard that over time he did soften with everybody, but you know, she was a positive influence in his life by taking a stand for his innocence and his goodness, even if he couldn't.
You know what, I think it's a part two to this, you know, you do the I am, but the you are's for other people too. You know, you're a jerk, you can't do anything, and you're this, you're that. And, you know, and we say that mostly out of anger and frustration and whatever.
And fear.
Don't even think about what the words are that's on the other side of that. We just fire,
okay,
even more than we fire at ourselves.
I love that you are saying that. And, you know, if we're going back to if anybody has the basis that they do believe in God and believe in God as the great I am, you know, and if you are aligning yourself with that model, then the minute you're saying I am, you know, that God is I am, and what is God, and then aligning yourself with those qualities, and the minute you're thinking, you know, man was made in his, or in God's, hers image and likeness, then you wouldn't be able to say those negative things about your fellow man as well, because we're all made in that same perfect image and likeness. And we know that image and likeness has to do with like a reflection, like in a mirror. And that when we move in front of the mirror, we don't expect the mirror, unless it's Peter Pan's shadow, which is very cute. But other than that, we literally do absolutely expect that when we move our arm in front of a mirror, it's going to move the exact same way. And so if we are made in a certain image and likeness, then we can only expect to see those qualities in ourselves and others. And I hate to be so biblical here, but if you do, you know, follow the Bible at all, and that Lord's Prayer, you know, which was given to us to help us understand so much of this stuff, or you know, those commandments are, you know, the biggest commandments were love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Nobody's left out of the equation. There's nobody, it doesn't say love your neighbor better than yourself, love yourself better than your neighbor. Nope. We are supposed to love each other and ourselves equally, which means if you really love somebody, you see the best in them to the point and degree that you see it expressed in their situation.
All right. Okay, now. Well, we do much of the, you know, God is the I am. But then there's this cool Eddie Watkins song, and I'm not allowed to play it because I haven't asked for his permission to, but it's on YouTube. And it basically is a very meditative thing, and we've been using it in meditation at my church class. And it's, I am, you are, God is. That's it.
Those
are the only words to it. I am, you are, God is. And it just keeps repeating, and it is so meditative and so cool and so simple to think about. And if we link all those together, we wouldn't destroy anything.
When I pray, which I don't do as often as I'd like, but I still, I guess, compared to a lot of people, I do it a lot. But I usually start recognizing how cool God is and then immediately going, that means we are, meaning me and my sisters and brothers. So if God is this, that means we are that. Whoa, that's so cool. That means we are sweet, kind, fun, enthusiastic, understanding, you know, whatever it is. But I try to focus on specific aspects about the I am, and then see that, wow, we're made in that image and likeness. That means we are, and all the whatever cool qualities that come to mind at the time. And so people are really neat. And I know I'm very grateful right now for, and who knows, maybe we'll even do a talk on this someday, a show, about people's love for animals. I think it's very sweet, but I often hear people say, I love animals, I can't stand people. I'm thinking, you're missing out on the greatest thing that's ever happened, if you ask me. I adore animals. My little, you know, doggy is sitting right next to me, and, you know, wouldn't be here without her. But I sure don't love her more than I love my brothers and sisters. And my brothers and sisters are everybody. It's got nothing to do. That's what you and your darling caller were mentioning, that family has nothing to do with, you know, blood as much as, you know, who you got a connection with. And I don't have any family. What am I supposed to be, sad? You know, I don't get to celebrate. I don't get to feel love. No, I get love from my dad.
You get to pick your family.
I realized my family is literally mankind. There's no one I love more than I love. I do not love my best friend any more than I love the terrorist in another country, because I can't. They're my brother and sister too. So just because I don't condone what they're doing doesn't mean I love them any less. So to me, every single person is my brother and sister, and I've got the biggest family imaginable, and I didn't understand that until I lost all mine. And, you know, like I said, I don't think we can love one more person than another, but I don't feel unloved, and I'm absolutely adored by my father, mother, God. I've got everything I can want in the way of parenthood from God. And also, quite frankly, I might be single, but it's going back to the Bible. It says, thy maker is thy husband. Husband meaning the one who takes care of you, you know, the husbandman. And I'm like, yeah, God is my husband. God is the one who supports me, because I don't have other people, you know, really who do, you know, and God is the one who's there for me. And God is the one that I go to with my ideas. And God is the one that I get my sense of self-worth from, and not from my brothers and sisters, even though I love them. But I don't feel like I'm, you know, unloved or abandoned or without family just because, according to the human scene, I don't have a mate or, you know, relatives. I felt so loved in my life, and I've never felt so connected to people. So, again, but it's all choice of, you know, of what I just determined to see as the reality, and that made more sense to me. So, but we're all different with that.
Cool.
Anyway, I think I've blabbed enough. And like I said, I usually make a specific effort not to bring up God stuff when I call into your show, because, you know, not everybody believes that, and try to be respectful of everybody's thoughts. But it's a real treat to get to be part of today's show. So thank you.
Thank you. And as I say to everybody that's listening, if you don't like the name or the particular terminology or reference, change it to what works for you. None of this is to offend. It's to share. It's to exchange ideas. It's, you know, so we can be on the same page. And whatever, again, however that leads into your purpose.
Yeah.
It's your purpose, and it's your thing to work with. You know, if you don't like the I ams, you ares, what, pick a different one. But basically, everybody says I am something. Probably
right.
Many, many, many times during the day. So you can't really change that. It is a reality, and it's, you know, what do we do with it? Which is the main part of the show. Not, I love the spiritual part of it because I also am very spiritual in my understanding of things. So that's great. But if, as a listener, you want something else, pick it, use it, whatever you want to call.
Yeah, and with most of my friends, I use the word the universe because most of my friends don't believe in God. So I'll say the universe, and that makes them happy. But if I say God, they bristle because of whatever experiences or they have or whatever their point of view is based on however God formed. But I've noticed that with a lot of my friends, if I say the universe, they're, the universe isn't it wonderful. So that's okay. It's just a word.
Right.
I know what I mean.
Maddie said source, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Well, thank you for your beautiful show, and I sure hope that caller calls back in. She was an utter delight.
Thank you. I do too. And we're going to put you back on hold and probably pretty much wrap it. I'll put you on the spot, and I was going to put her on the spot, either one, but she just looks like she went off. I think she might still be in the chat room. But do you have an affirmation for the day?
The first one that came to mind is I am the loved of love. But I know that's not enough, so you can add to it.
Excuse me. Well, I'm going to suggest to you exactly what we were just talking about. You know it's
not enough.
I thought
you liked long affirmations. I thought that one might be too short. Oh, really? What did you want to add to it?
So I'm going to challenge you, though, to say it again.
I am the loved of love.
Okay. Simple.
Yay.
Does that work for me?
Thank you for a lovely show.
No problem. Thank you. I will put you back on hold then.
Okay.
Drop this baby up.
Bye.
Right. Okay. There we go. As I try to get that typed into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, so I can leave that with you. And I will give you all one last shout out here if you want to call into the show. 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And I am very grateful that I had two folks calling in today because it saved my voice and extended the thought process in a lot of different directions that I had not even considered today. So that is so cool. I love when spirit guides things that way. You know, and this, you know, a lot of times I don't have an idea for the show until the same day. This one I had yesterday early, which was pretty cool. I don't have one necessarily for next week. So if you'd like to be a guest on the show, feel free to get a hold of me. And whatever living your purpose means to you, that is who we'd like to have as a guest. Specifically, if you'd like to share how you came to know your purpose, how you came to achieve it, and what things you can maybe suggest to other people, that would be great. And whether it's a specific topic like this was, being the positives and negatives that follow I am, or something else, we'd love to hear from you. As far as all of the other fun stuff is concerned, we do broadcast on Fridays at this point still, noon in the Pacific, 3 p.m. in the East Coast, and 8 p.m. in the UK. I'm open to doing some other shows, some other things. We are looking for guests and topics. We do have people the second and third week in November that will be on the show. Just got to get that solidified. As to who and what. One of them is Krista Bell. We'll be bringing back, I think it's going to be the third Friday in November. And then I have somebody else that talked to me earlier today Jeff, Hannah, Aikens, Hannah. You know what? I'm going to mess up his name because I knew him one way for years, and I shouldn't have said it that way. There we go. I am messing up his name because of how I knew it so many years ago, and I just reversed it because when he got married, it was kind of nice. He took his wife's last name, who is a musician, one of those posse musicians I talk about so often. But the second week will be Jeff Aikens Hannah. And he will be here, and he does positive shows, performs with bubbles, and is really reinforcing with the kids of how to live positively and living their purpose. And it's really neat. I've seen his show a few times, and he's going a little different direction with some of his things, and approached me this week and said, hey, ready to do the show, ready to be your guest. So we're going to make sure he comes on. And let's see, what are the things that we have coming up? You know, we've got the holidays coming up, and I always try to do a show around the holidays and to reinforce. That is one of the times when I specifically do work on the various spiritual beliefs and the various spiritual / religious holidays, if I can, if we can have guests on there. Try to share what those belief systems are. And that's just so that people get familiar with it and don't fear some of these things. And don't say, well, one person gets this and I don't get this or whatever. We'd like to share those experiences so people become more familiar and can live more harmoniously by understanding each other. So as the holiday time is coming in, I'd like to specifically have some people that celebrate such things as Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, nothing. You know, there are some people that are very spiritual and or religious that don't celebrate Christmas because of them believing that either Jesus was not born at the time that Christmas is celebrated, which, you know, again, if we look at scripture, that's one of the issues, or they just don't do it, and they don't celebrate birthdays at all, anybody's, you know, various things. So I'd like to have a variety of guests as we come into the holiday season to do that. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, we just got a new person into the chat room, so welcome. You know, again, if you have some comments or feedback on this show or some other ones, and you can't get through the chat room here, or once the show closes, the chat room will close on the Blog Talk page. Please come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and put your comments in over there on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, that would be great. Also, please consider liking any of my pages, being, of course, Purpose Talk Radio is one of them. Positive News is Positive News Day is the other one. Even though it's not Positive News, Positive News Media. And again, even though we're not celebrating the Positive News Month, I truly believe Positive News goes throughout the year. And the Purpose Talk Radio Show is part of that Positive News that we share each week also. For Positive News Media, the page, the group is somebody different entirely. You can do any of my other pages, if you like. My personal profile is, of course, Cindy Freeman. But in addition to that, I have four other pages, being writer, editor, proofreader, Cindy Freeman True Visions Media, Cindy Freeman Social Media Coach and Consultant, and new to be out there will be True Visions Travel. And I think, I don't know if I even mentioned to folks, that I, yes, have included travel into my repertoire of skills, and we'll be starting that page soon. The song that you heard at the beginning of the show is by the group True Trinity, and I forgot to acknowledge them at that time. The vocalist that you heard was Jillian Clark. The co-writers on that are Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. So we also have the page True Trinity. And the website that you can purchase that song, I Am Who I Am, or the other one called Be the Difference that they have out there, is TRUETRINITY.com. To reach me, to get messages to me about guests, Cindy at Purpose Talk Radio, CINDY at PURPOSETALKRADIO.com. And we'd love to have you be a part of that. So I think that is pretty much what we have for this week. Wow, I thought it was probably going to be a short show, and I am so glad that it went into something much more. So having said all of that, I'm going to give you both songs again today. The Positive News theme song, which I absolutely love and is so energizing. I just love playing it. And that was done by Jillian and myself. And then closing with, of course, the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio, I Am Who I Am. You know, folks, every week we bring you someone that is serving their purpose. And I hope that out of today, you know, one of the couple of things that were mentioned being we can choose our families. We can choose how we look at everything that we approach in the world. As we go through our day, there are many, many times we say, I am something. If we stop for a moment and think of the extra words that are put after that I am and look at them in a little different light and think, even if it's a lousy day or feels like a lousy day, you know, I am tired, I am sick. Those words come out of us very often. I am, this headache is killing me. It's not. It, you know, we hope that really it's not. If you look at it differently and in this moment, or for right now this is happening, or in the past this has happened, and start wording it differently, it's not that you're denying the situations that have occurred. It is just trying to filter your brain to be in line with the person that you are meant to be. The person you are meant to be is good, is wonderful, is spirit-filled. And I truly believe that. And if we take those thoughts and change them so that the thoughts are in line with the spirit, we can then project out into the world something more positive every time we open our mouth, every time we look at someone, and every time we act on something. Because the negative things tend to cause conflict in our body, and therefore we exude that out to the rest of the world. If we can try to balance the good by turning some of these things around and remembering that we are good and finding ways to say that, as well as other people. You are good in some way, shape, or form. We don't always approve of other people's activities. But if we can say in some way that they are good and pull out that goodness in them by what we say and how we share with them and interact with them, the world will be a better place. We will all be comfortable and free to share our purpose and be one with the world, be one with the creator and the source that we know we are. Whatever that source is, if you don't like calling it God, fine, call it something else. But we are one with that in the universe and every other person, place, piece of energy, atom, cell within the universe. When we can make it peaceful, everything will be more peaceful. So having said that, as we go out into the world this week, I wish you all soul blessings and glasses that are always full. If you don't know what that means, go back and listen to the rest of the show at the link where you were able to listen to it originally. So have a great week, folks. I wish you all soul blessings. Thanks for listening.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.